Baruchim Habayim, welcome to Kehilat Musar. I am Rabbi Chassi Uriel Steinbauer. Welcome, welcome. I've missed speaking with you all. I had set out a kavanah, an intention to provide 5 minutes of Musar daily on the Yahrzeit, on the Yom HaZikaron, the day of a memorial of my Safta, Miriam. And as you can see, I have not lived up to my intention. So first I take responsibility for that and I apologize. And so part of this 5 minute Musar is going to be why. Why do you sometimes receive 5 minute Musar daily and sometimes you don't? I have and continue to live with chronic illness, chronic disease, something that I have lived with for the majority of my life. And it's worse in the winter, and so there can be days at a time where I can hardly function. And it is my purpose and what Hashem, God, has given me to provide Musar as much as possible to the world, to all of you who are listening, thank you, and to disseminate it as much as possible, and then to also have a core of Musar practitioners who are practicing daily and learning and eventually will train and lead others. So I'm back today, Baruch Hashem, thank you God that I'm well enough to be up and to provide this. So let's do our 5 minute Musar. I want to say for all of you out there who are in a similar position as how I live, if you live with chronic illness, chronic disease, chronic pain, anything that basically withdraws you from this world, see that as part of God's curriculum for you. That is how we would see it in Musar. That it is not a curse, that is not something bad. It is something, if you can't even come to actually gratitude for it or appreciation, you want to come to neutrality and be able to use the language of this is unpleasant or this is pleasant or this is neutral. And I laugh because anyone who lives with chronic illness understands that you might be saying to yourself, this is unpleasant many days of the year, many years, but it's much better than thinking that it's the end of the world and it caused you to move from sadness to depression to despair. Yush. We don't want to head down that path, and it's our responsibility to practice. So it is a gift from Hashem to cause us to have to withdraw. Because if you recall in Musar, there are three levels of practice. There the level of how do I treat myself, my relationship with myself, how do I treat others, including the world, the earth, and then how's my relationship with God or the divine or the almighty. So when we have to withdraw from the world because we're not well enough to leave our beds or our couches or whatever it might be, it is an opportunity to practice Musar of how we're going to treat ourselves and maybe even how we treat others. If we have anyone in our homes that cares for us or checks in on us. So it is that opportunity to really hone in on the practice so that when Bezrat Hashem, with God's help, God willing, we are well enough to give to the world again. So I want to remind us of our mission statement of how we are to live in the world. And this comes from Rav Shimon Skolp, and it's a wonderful, I'm going to recommend my colleague and friend Rabbi Micha Berger's book called Widen Your Tent, Thoughts on Life, Integrity, and Joy. And it's based on Rav Shimon Skolp's introduction to Shari Yoshar. And why this is classic, because it provides our mission statement as Jews, as human beings, how we are to be out in the world. And he says right here, I'll read, in the English and then provide some of the Hebrew. So, blessed shall be the Creator and exalted shall be the Maker, who created us in God's image and in the likeness of God's structure and planted eternal life within us. Now, listen to this part closely for today, and you can meditate on this. So that our greatest desire should be to benefit others. Shiye adir chafetzenu lehativ im zulatenu. That our greatest desire should be to benefit others. So you can imagine that this is my mission statement, and it does pain me sometimes to be out sick or unable to provide my musar in this 5-minute musar podcast or in the blog or even teaching the Musar Vadim, because it is my greatest desire to benefit others. But what I have to do is I have to practice non-judgment, meaning don't be judgmental towards myself. You practice that too. And self-compassion, and to realize that taking care of myself and my health allows me to be of benefit to others. So it's all a part of the same package. It's not either or. It doesn't have to have this dualism. So it says, so that our greatest desire should be of benefit to others. This is on page 27. No, excuse me, 79. To individuals and to the masses, the le yachil le rabim, now and the future, the chove ve'atir, in imitation of the Creator, so to speak. So, Bedamod Habore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I added Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So we must keep our eye on the goal, be steadfast, be loving, treat ourselves with chesed, loving kindness, self-compassion, non-judgmental awareness, mindfulness of where we are, how we can use whatever comes to us as an opportunity to practice and to grow. I wish you all a wonderful day. I look forward to connecting. If you would like to sponsor 5-Minute Musar, please be in touch with us at kehilatmusar@gmail.com. Thank you so much.